In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Donald Trump live right now in Saudi Arabia, meeting with the Saudi Crown Prince. Folks, this is really critical. Everything they've done up till now has led up to this moment. You notice everything that's happened in the last couple of weeks, the absolute decimation of the Houthis. And I mean decimation with a capital D, until they begged for the bombing to stop. Over, listen to this, $3 billion worth of bombs, more than 1,000 strikes. I had to, when they begged for him to stop, I had to go, was there like three of them left? Five, maybe? What was that? Well, that was in Yemen. It was Donald Trump and Pete Hegseth demonstrating to the Saudis that you need to put Russia and China aside and you need to continue your partnership with us that Joe Biden absolutely screwed up. Why? Why do we care? Well, the deal we have with the Saudis, and we really need that deal right now. I don't like it, but we really need that deal. We serve as their military. We execute their will militarily, and in return, they sell their oil only in dollars. When Joe Biden screwed up our relationship with them, advocating for a practical member of Al-Qaeda, Jamal Khashoggi, and dropkicked them, they said, fine, okay. And China and Russia came right in, and they cut a deal with China. Hey, you want to buy your oil in your own currency? Yeah, well, when you want to print, what, $2 trillion a year? You don't get to do that. You need them to continue selling oil on demand in American dollars, or a dollar hits the skids and Trump knows it. So that's why Trump has killed all these Houthis. Never mind that they were interrupting the shipping lanes, deserve to die regardless. They've been hitting our military ships over 200 times, or our cargo ships, or foreign cargo ships. So this is Trump going to the Capitol and saying, look, Biden let your enemies, the Houthis, run wild. Allowed terror in Yemen to spill over your borders and defended Al-Qaeda and demanded you do the same. And I'm here to tell you this is a new regime. And that's why all of that took place in the weeks leading up to that. This is really critical because he needs them to ice China and Russia out and shore up the dollar. Remember what Pete Hegseth, head of our military, and J.D. Vance said in that Signal chat that leaked? Remember what they said? We're the only ones who can do this. Guess we're going to have to take on the Houthis. Europe can't do it. And the reason they wanted to demonstrate that before this meeting is to say to the Saudis, look, do you see China doing this? Do you see Russia doing this? No, we're the only ones who can take the Houthis out like this. You need us as your military. You need to stop the pussyfooting with Russia, with China. Keep in mind, Saudi Arabia had already agreed with China in a warning shot to us to allow China to buy oil in its own currency, not ours. That sent shockwaves around the globe, because if the Saudis had allowed other countries to do it too, they could have tanked the dollar. They have veto over the dollar. I hate it, but that's where we are. And Biden said, I don't give a damn. And this is what, folks, We are seeing the switching of sides in the war on terror. It's so bizarre. Again, with the Democrats on Al-Qaeda's side and Saudi Arabia, once the chief benefactor of Al-Qaeda and other jihadists everywhere, saying, no, enough, we're cutting them off. And they killed Khashoggi, who, folks, is a longtime ally of bin Laden, knee-deep in Al-Qaeda. The Washington Post damn well knew it. And the Democrats were mad. Keep in mind, folks, this is the same Democrat Party where, you know, just in the last 2 years, USAID gave $9 million to Al-Qaeda in Syria. They called it an allied group, but it was Al-Qaeda, funding the takeover of Syria. Now Al-Qaeda and all those jihadists are running around killing Christians and anyone who's not a Muslim, which is what the Democrats want. So, I mean, folks, it used to be Saudi Arabia that was providing that funding. Now it's coming from the Democrats and USAID. You are seeing the total switching of sides in the war on terror. And so Biden said, hey, I'm not, you know, I'm cutting you off. I'm not giving you any more military equipment. I'm humiliating you on the world stage. And you will treat Al-Qaeda with reverence like we do or else. Well, again, Saudi Arabia said, screw you, and immediately had China and Russia over, cut a military deal with China. I mean, it was terrifying stuff. How far would Saudi Arabia go? And folks, by the end of the Biden regime, they realized how badly they screwed up. Look at the headline here in the New York Sun. This is 11 months ago. Biden appears to be on bended knee, aiming to make the Saudis happy. Yeah, I mean, if you want to print an extra $1 trillion a quarter and give it to all your friends, all their NGOs like the Democrats, you got to keep the Saudis happy, you jackass, because you need them to prop up your currency right now. Why? Got to stabilize the bond market, because that bond market wobbles again like it did a few weeks ago. He can't fight the trade war. All of his stuff is connected. But the good news is, if you watch the demeanors there, there's all smiles. These are fellow travelers. These are people who've done business before. Trump family's done a lot of business in Saudi Arabia. They like each other, you can tell. They hated Biden. Folks, and this ends the bizarre full circle we were in after 9/11, where Saudi royal family back then sponsored Al-Qaeda, built the Wahhabist schools the terrorists came out of, fled the helped plan 9/11 from the Saudi embassy, fled the country. George W. Bush let them fly when the rest of the airspace was locked down before the FBI could even interview them. Why? They were involved in it. Bush knew they were involved in it. We now know that for a fact that they were. But Bush also knew, what are you going to do? Arrest them? And then what? They stopped selling oil in the dollar? OPEC stopped selling oil in the dollar? You had to let them go. That's the deal with the devil that we've made. And it's a terrible deal. Now you've got this crown prince, new generation, switches sides, begins killing Al-Qaeda terrorists instead of sponsoring them, and Joe Biden punished him for it. So again, once again, this is Trump foreign policy switching sides again to shore up the dollar. And he delivers them basically a plane load of dead Houthis. Not literally, but the crown prince gets what Trump's doing here. That's why Pete Hegseth's by his side. It's all very interesting what's going on here. It's all connected. So let's hope that the Saudis will resume their relationship with us now that we're putting Americans instead of Al-Qaeda first. Democrats put Al-Qaeda first. Trump's putting Americans first and our dollar. Now, the friction here could come. Look, that doesn't mean Saudi Arabia, they're good guys, okay? Because they've been basically sticking up for the Gazans against Israel, which is very strange since other times they're allies of Israel. What Trump does not want was some kind of public demand for him to be kinder to or in some way accommodate the Palestinians. But more than anything else, when you look at the Crown Prince, his investment fund is the largest on earth. And what they really want is AI. They want to be part of the AI technology boom. They want to be on the cutting edge. And our tech companies very much want that investment. And that's why you saw Trump flanked by Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, a lot of people who don't normally travel together. And that was really wild. All of them greeting the crown prince like a rock star. So this is yet another one of these world meetings that could geopolitically realign America. It really will have reverberations. This is Trump walking in there with people like PayPal billionaire David Sachs. I mean, just a parade of tech billionaires. Why? What is he saying? He's saying, listen, do you want to get your, you know, your AI? Do you want us to write you in on, you know, AI tech, on the AI boom, make you a part of it? Or do you want to get it from China? They just stole it from us. Look, I mean, I've brought all the billionaires who are going to pioneer that with me. They're standing right here. Who do you want? Yeah, in the old days, King would have been meeting with the Saudi crown prince. He would have offered to marry his daughter to him. In this case, we're offering, hey, you know what? We'll have a marriage of investment here. These guys would love to have some investment from your fund. Oh, and by the way, you know, I'm making the personal introductions. Maybe you guys can put some AI deals together, put some tech deals together, maybe talk a little bit of development for weaponry, the kind of thing China can only offer you secondhand after they steal it from us. It was quite a show of force. I mean, it was an absolute, for the crown prince to be treated like this and to have this line of billionaires and dignitaries greet him like this was huge. And look, do I like it? No. But if we're going to win the trade war, we've got to peel China off of Saudi Arabia. But we've also got to show those bond markets, look, it's not wobbly. OPEC is totally selling in the dollar for the long run. Our dollar is going to be propped up. You can buy our treasuries. Folks, what a difference this was from Biden's major last diplomatic trip to Saudi Arabia, where they all but mocked him to his face. And he went there pretending to be a president of a country with no oil, and to pretend that it was actually Saudi Arabia that was causing oil and ultimately gasoline prices to be so high in America. It was a dodge and they knew it. And he went there, you know, pretending that what he needed to do was ask them to unleash the oil because we just didn't have any. And the Saudi foreign minister, you know, group of them basically mocked Biden to his face, explaining like, you have oil. Why don't you get your own oil? In other words, you don't need us for oil. They knew what he was doing. In other words, he was trying to make it look to his supporters like, well, it's not my fault the oil price is so high. Here, I'll go over here to Saudi Arabia and try to get your gasoline prices down. Saudi Arabia wasn't having it. They weren't going to play along with the stupid globalist game of, you know, pretend we're artificially raising the prices. And they basically explained basic economics to Biden. You know, you have your own. Why don't you just go drill it? In other words, basically saying, why are you even here, dude? And the Democrats, being absolute idiots on foreign policy, really thought they could, you know, kick Saudi Arabia in the shins, give them a lecture about Al-Qaeda, and, you know, they'd somehow fall in line and do whatever we wanted for reasons I'm not even clear about. Trump is fixing that. But don't kid yourself. This is a critical meeting. The good news is, if you read the body language, I've been watching a couple hours of it this morning, as Fox News has live streamed this entire thing, the meeting in the palace and all of that, you can tell that these guys are friends. You can tell these guys like each other. You can tell the prince likes Trump and vice versa. You can tell the prince is at ease, that he very much wants to be doing business with Trump, and he's enjoying himself. So this looks really good. Hour tomorrow. What is going on with Doge? As far as most Americans know, there is no more Doge. Elon Musk left after losing a quarter of his net worth trying to save this country from massive fraud. And that's all over. Nobody's talking about it anymore. But that doesn't mean Doge isn't busy. Biggest story of the week last week was Scott Bessent going before our Treasury Secretary, going before the Appropriations Committee and saying, hey, yeah, in the 2 weeks that we've actually put accounting controls on the Treasury payout system, we've discovered over a third of payments are ineligible. Let me translate. Fraud. Over a third of payments? Wow. Okay. By that rate, then, that would mean about $1 trillion a year in fraud. Half the deficit, you know, that we borrow from our kids to pay. Yeah, that. Wow. That's what Elon Musk said. Well, they mocked him, called him a Nazi, and burnt his dealerships down.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Fired bullets into them. Keyed Teslas and went generally insane, insinuating he's a Nazi. But was he telling the truth? Nah. He only found like 116... some billion dollars. It was never true. Wait a minute. You catch what 60 Minutes just admitted? Upwards of $1 trillion in fraud a year? Wait, that's what Elon said. Why are they admitting this now? Why would they do this Sunday? Because we're about to find out it was true. That's why. And they're still on it. And panic is ensuing because they know how much they've stolen. They know how much they and their friends have stolen. And they know we're about to find it. They know we're about to find it because of what Scott Bessent said. It was not missed by the Democrats last week in the Appropriations Committee. Again, over a third of expenditures out of the Treasury on the payment system are ineligible, i.e. fraud. Now, how is that happening? A brief recap of what Elon Musk has told us. Basically, if you had the credentials, i.e. the password, you could go on a system or it, ask it to pay you $20 million and it would. With no code. No identifying name of, you know, what's your group? None of that. It just pay out. God knows what happens on that system. Now, listen to 60 Minutes admit, they don't want to do this, you could tell, that Doge and Musk are right.
It's the most popular F word in Washington, fraud. And Doge, the Trump administration's Department of Government Efficiency, has been tearing through federal agencies on the hunt for it. But is Doge looking in the right places? The fraud we'll tell you about tonight is complex, pervasive, and being carried out by transnational criminal organizations, often using stolen identities to target U.S. taxpayers, costing the government hundreds of billions of dollars a year.
Okay, what's going on here? They're getting ahead of it. They told their sheeple that Elon was only in there because he wanted to steal your grandma's information or social security check. There was no fraud. Everything was great. Stacey Abrams did not walk out with $12 billion, even though she's never managed more than $500. None of that actually happened. There was no fraud. There was no theft. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Well, their sheeple about to learn something new, something different. That's why they're admitting Elon was right, and they're trying to get ahead of this. What kind of fraud are we talking? Somewhere between $750 billion and a trillion a year.
To be honest, Elon Musk coming out and saying, there is a huge amount of fraud. I welcome that message completely because finally someone is actually saying this.
No one knows the ins and outs of government fraud better than Linda Miller. She spent a decade at the Government Accountability Office tracking how taxpayer money is spent and misspent, and even wrote the rule book on preventing fraud in federal programs. Last year, the Government Accountability Office released a report estimating the federal government loses as much as $521 billion a year to fraud. But Miller and other fraud experts believe the number is higher.
I believe the government is losing between $550 billion and about $750 billion a year. We're coming up close to the $1 trillion amount is lost every year to fraud.
That's what Elon Musk said. Weird. Why 60 Minutes suddenly admitting this? Because they know Bessent found it last week. That's why. That's why they know Bessent found it. He told them. We're getting this. The second they knew that we put the fraud filter on the Treasury payment system, which had no controls on it of any kind before. Again, remember what Musk told us. $4.7 trillion a year. Untraceable goes out the door. All we have is the account number. We don't know what group we're sending it to. We don't know who the person is on the other side. We don't even know what it's for. He even went so far as to say, look, there's 420 federal agencies the Treasury pays out for, and we can't audit any of them because we don't know where the hell the money went. We saw it go out. To who? We don't know. And they were fine with it. Folks, remember the hand-to-hand combat, okay? Remember the guy who'd been there for 30 years at Treasury. Doge comes in. They're federal employees. They have to be given access. They're paid by the federal government. They work for Donald Trump, and he refuses. He won't give them the passwords. Physically tries to restrict them from seeing the payments information. And remember, there was another employee who stepped up and says, I have the passwords. I'll give them to you. They put that guy in charge, push the other one out the door. They knew they were doing this. 60 Minutes does too. They're getting ahead of it. Here's the end of this with Linda Miller, fraud expert. She doesn't work for the federal government anymore, but she did.
When most people think of government fraud, I imagine they're thinking somebody is claiming disability benefits when they're not actually eligible, somebody collecting food stamps when they're not actually eligible. Are those the biggest offenders?
Not at all. Not by a long shot. What we're really talking about is nation state actors. We're talking about organized crime rings. We're talking about using vast amounts of stolen Americans' identities to monetize them for, you know, criminal activity.
Uh-huh. They go on to say, well, you know, but it's the Russians. It's always the Russians with the Democrats. The Russians and the Chinese. Yes, or it's Russian-Chinese gangs, international criminal gangs, and they stole the money. Well, Democrats went to an awful lot of trouble protesting to keep Elon Musk from figuring out the Russians were robbing us blind, the Chinese were robbing us blind. I have no doubt that they have their hands in the till, don't get me wrong. And I think Democrat international organized crime does too. I think they're an international organized crime cartel, and I think they're the biggest theft. Them or people associated with them, people stealing for them. 60 Minutes knows it, and they know it's going to come out, and they're getting ahead of it. I mean, how would you like to be one of their sheeple? You dutifully key to Tesla. You're facing felony charges only to find out Elon Musk was right and he was just trying to stop the fraud. I know. That's why they got to get ahead of it. New set of eyes. But this was key. They just admitted he's not wrong. Upwards of $1 trillion a year in fraud going right out the door.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Woo. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.